nose of the football, just about touching their own 45-yard line.
Left to right across your radio, and they're away white uniforms, black pants for the ugly Bearcats. Mychak hands it off, and his man is wide open. Gregory Keller is working his way across the midfield, across the first down marker at the 45, and gets down to the 43-yard line. And that is going to be enough for a 12-yard gain. And finally, USA is there to stop him in their own territory. Number 45, Macklin Gettle, coming out of the secondary to make the stop. First and 10 for the Bearcats inside USA zone.
Gregory Keller on the carry. That's only his second carry of the game. His first one went for a touchdown. He has filled in that left side defense or backs in the backfield. He's taken over for Derek Brown, and he's going to get another carry here on first down.
He gets across the 40-yard line down to the 39. That is Keller once again brought down by Blake Ryerson, number 52, the defensive end, 5'10", 185, junior for USA. This sets up a second down, six to go from the USA 39-yard line. The Elvin Bearcats methodically chipping away at the clock, leading by 10 points, marching further into USA territory.
Yeah, Gregory Keller, a junior, stepping into the veteran Derek Brown's shoes as he's recovering from injury. Done a nice job so far. He's got three carries now, averaging 5.5 each time he touches the football.
Second down, six to go inside the 39-yard line. It's a handoff up the gut down to the 35-yard line. And the ball carrier, that would be number 22, Jonathan Brandle, brought down by Cooper Caulfield at the 36-yard line per the spot. Sets up a third down, 3 yards to go. Third and manageable for the Bearcats, 8:25 left in the third.
Cooper Caulfield playing that middle linebacker position. He's up to 8 tackles already on the evening.
22-12, Ubley leads by 10. They are on offense. USA scored on their first possession of the second half with a minute 53, 72-yard, 4-play drive, capped off by a 67-yard scamper for the score. Mychak keeps it for himself around the right end. USA jumps out of their tackle close to the first down marker. Looks like he might be short by about a half of a yard. Macklin Gettle was there to save the first down. Sets up a fourth down and very short, about 1 yard to go.
This time a design quarterback run with Mychak as number 37. The running back would be Nathan Keller, and then 22, Jonathan Brandle, one in the middle, one on the end. They end up being lead blockers for Matt Mychak as he follows them through the hole. It's 3 yards, maybe 3.5, but it's going to come up 1 yard short. Fourth and one now on the USA 34-yard line, and you can bet Coach Kaufman and company lining up to go for it.
I'm going to guess it's a run. Matt Mychak under center, hands it off to his first man to the right side. Jonathan Brandle gets the handoff across the 35, all the way down to the 32-yard line, and has it by about 2 yards, brought down by Macklin Gettle, but not until after the first down marker.
Absolutely, and that's exactly what the doctor ordered for the Bearcats. They get that first down on fourth and short, reset of downs. Now they control the clock, control the football, and putting together a nice drive here, wearing down this USA Patriot defense.
First and 10 for the Bearcats at the USA 32-yard line.
I know you call run on that play, but you got to be careful. You know Coach Kaufman's already called four more pass plays than I think we expected tonight.
And two more touchdowns than we expected as well.
Through the air.
I think that's their quota for the season. This one's a handoff to Jonathan Brandle around the left side. He sheds his first tackle. He's running backwards at the 25-yard line and still pushing forward, brought down by Tanner Foley, 2 yards short of the first down marker, all the way down to the 25-yard line. Ubley continues to just perennially march forward methodically as much as possible.
This is what the Bearcats love to do. They love to run the football. They love to run it inside, outside, all over the place and do whatever they can. But their favorite is when they get 6 or 7 yards on first down, because now they got you right where they want you. Don't be surprised now if you see a little confidence put back in Matt Mychak and a play-action pass come here shortly.
Second down and three to go, and we have a fumble, and jerseys are flying all over the place. USA claims they have it. No word yet from the officials. And this will be Ubley ball, third down, no gain on the play, still at the 25-yard line.
Looks like It's got to be Gregory Keller Clark, number 23. He's in that left side replacing Derek Brown. It looked like a clean handoff right into the lap, but it looked like maybe it bounced off his thigh a little bit. It bounced forward, and Gregory Keller, awake, alive enough, jumps on the football, saves possession for his team, and now third and short. Still looks like he may have gained a yard on that play, Clark.
Third down, maybe two and a half yards to go. Mychek on the keeper around the left side, and he is brought down by number 13, Tanner Foley, right at the line of scrimmage. He was about to turn that corner and get the first down, but Tanner Foley had other plans and stops him short of the first down marker. Gains about a foot. He's inside the 25-yard line now, but fourth down, 2 yards to go.
Credit Tanner Foley, and a senior making the tackle on a new quarterback, Matt Mychek. Matt Mychek will learn as the season goes on. It's third and two, and you have gotten to the outside. The last thing you want to do is continue to break to the outside. You have to go up the field to get those 2 yards. Even if you get one or one and a half, it makes this fourth down play that much shorter.
And
it looks like timeout called.
Timeout called by USA. Ubley facing their second fourth down of this possession alone, trying to make it two for two. They were one for one in the first half on fourth down conversions, trying to stay perfect here and trying to keep this ball in their own hands.
Well, this timeout is for Coach Langs. He needs this fourth down stop here at home. 4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. He would love nothing than to see his offense get back on the field without the Bearcats scoring another point and try to get back in this game. They're down by 10, so they need to score two times to take the lead. But this timeout can work both ways, because now Coach Kaufman gets a free chance to design a play, get everybody on the same page, get the guy the football that he wants in this situation. So again, it's a chess match right now. We'll see which team can take the advantage here, whether it be Ubley on the road here on fourth and two, or can the home team get a big stop.
Ubley 22, USA 12 with 4:36 left in the third quarter. Right here on the WLAV Sports Network, Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, and Kale O'Neill with your call tonight. From beautiful facility, as always, of the USA School District, Tyler Lang's your new athletic director this year. As Dave Bitzer made the switch to Caro High School, now athletic director down there. Wish him the best there. Always enjoyed talking to Dave here. And you too, Dave.
Of course.
Fourth down, 2 yards to go for the Bearcats inside the red zone of USA at the 23-yard line, we'll say. 2 yards to go, working off the left hash. Left to right across your radio are the Bearcats. Mychek is under center. Wing T to the right. Two men in the backfield. And it's going for the pass, and he almost lost it. And 45 for USA. Macklin Gettles there to bring him down for the sack, and it's a turnover of downs and a big momentum swing for the USA Patriots, looking for the stop they needed.
Missed blocking assignment there. Macklin Gettle comes clean, gets a free shot at Matt Mychek. The play was basically the same play they run on the 2 yard line that's been successful for 2 point conversions, where Matt Mychek fakes a handoff to the middle running back and just kind of leaks to his right, his throwing side, and just dumps it off to either Anthony Sweeney or Jonathan Brandell, who are leaking out in the flat just barely off the line of scrimmage. Macklin Gettle come through cleanly, a missed blocking assignment, and no chance for a play there. Actually, loss on the play and a sack.
USA wasting no time on their first possession, first play from this possession. Ubley brings them down at the 38-yard line after a 7-yard gain for the Patriots. 4:12 left in the third quarter. It's still a 10-point lead for the Bearcats, but they are on defense now after a 5 minutes and 36-second drive that lasted over 24 yards and a whole slew of plays, but ended up on their second fourth down of that possession. Turnover downs on the sack.
And that's exactly what you need. The home team needed to get the ball back into the arms of Ryan Kine and company to see if they can't get a little closer here in this game.
And off to Macklin Gettle going around the right end. He gets out to the 40-yard line. That'll be a gain of 2 yards. Makes it third and manageable, about 2 yards to go. The first down marker is at the 42-yard line. Dominic Rosenthal with your tackle for the second play in a row. 3.5 to play in the third. 22-12, USA trying to make this a one possession ball game.
Dominic Rosenthal up to 6 tackles now in the game for the Bearcat defense.
Working off the right hash. Patriots working right to left across the radio in their home blue uniforms, white helmets. Ryan Kine under center, T formation behind him. Hand off to, that would be